Over 70% of primary schools say they have run at a deficit due to insufficient grant funding and have had to rely on cash reserves to cover the running of their schools. The survey of 1,440 schools was carried out last month by the Catholic Primary School Management Association. More than half of primary schools indicated they needed to fundraise to cover the costs of basic utilities. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has been speaking to Niamh Murray. She's principal of Rutland School in Dublin 1 about the situation at their school.
We've been running a deficit now for the last, say, 3 years of about €25,000 a year. It has increased in the last year, which is partly due to the, you know, cost of utilities increasing. The accountant who does the school accounts has said that if we were a business, we'd be facing receivership. In other words, we'd be bankrupt within a year because the cash reserves have whittled down to very little. Departmental funding is kind of ad hoc. You get different grants for different things. So it's kind of hard to sometimes get a clear picture of what your future outgoings are, what's coming in. And we got a little bit of a shock recently when we discovered that the ancillary grant was being cut. So school secretaries and caretakers are paid from an ancillary grant. The secretaries moved over to the departmental payroll, which is really good for them in the long term, and it's much needed. But we discovered our grant has been cut, so we have no money to pay the caretaker. Now, we'd already reduced his hours because of the funding shortfall, but this is an urgent situation in the sense that you need to have a caretaker to open the school and do all of the different jobs that need to be done in the school.
And when it comes to overall costs for the school, like heating, electricity, insurance, how is the school managing?
Yeah, it's very tricky. I mean, your capitation, all your costs in a school are based on the number of children that you have. So we have a beautiful new building in the middle of the town, but our footprint of the building, it's 40,000 square feet, is much bigger than the footfall of children. So we've about 160 children. So our capitation grant is €30,000 per year. Half of that, €14,500, goes on insurance and €15,500 goes on light and heat. You also have cleaning costs, you've refuse, you know, bins. So that's not even included. So insurance, light and heat, capitation's gone. And you need to have cleaners. We've three floors, so we need to have three cleaners. So it's very, very tricky.
And when it comes to, say, fundraising or trying to get any extra money into the school, is that viable for you?
I suppose due to the demographic of where we are, fundraising is a challenge. I mean, I often meet principals from, you know, schools in kind of leafier suburbs, and they can do a cake sale and raise €15,000 in a day. Now, they shouldn't have to do that, but unfortunately, we're in the position where we have to do that. But we wouldn't have anywhere near that capacity to fundraise, which is another disadvantage. And I suppose the other thing is, with the grants that we get from the department, the DESH grant, it goes to DESH schools. It's not a ring-fenced grant. You can kind of spend it, which is great that there's freedom in it. But what's happening in a lot of DESH schools is that the DESH grant has been absorbed into paying for bills. And the fact that the DESH grant isn't ring fenced, that's a further disadvantage to the children. So the DESH grant is supposed to be spent on, I suppose, eradicating disadvantage and giving opportunities to the children and to make a school a very positive place for them. We have a music teacher we hire in once a week for 6 to 8 weeks every year. He's fantastic, but we should be paying that out of the DESH grant, but the DESH grant has been absorbed into other costs. So we have had to go and apply for funding elsewhere to try and get money so that we can have the music teacher in for the kids for 6 weeks.
That's Niamh Murray, principal of Rutland School in Dublin 1. In a statement, the Department of Education said it's committed to providing funding to schools in the free education scheme by way of per capita grants. It said additional funding has been provided in recent budgets to meet increased running costs, and said that while not wishing to preempt any future budget negotiations, the department will continue to prioritise additional funding required to meet ongoing costs of running schools. Let's speak now to the General Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association, Seamus Mulconry. Seamus Mulconry, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good afternoon.
What have schools been telling you?
Basically, I think Niamh has articulated the challenges that are facing schools very, very well. The simple problem is there isn't enough money in the system to pay for the basic running costs. And we need either an injection of cash immediately, or certainly a very solid reassurance to schools that sufficient funds will be made available in the next budget and early on in the school year.
And what's your reaction to what the department has said, saying that additional funding has been provided in recent budgets to meet increased running costs, and budgets to schools has been increased?
They certainly have been increased. The problem is that inflation has been running at, in essence, what happened was COVID set off a fire of inflation, which has burnt all of the extra money that the department has been providing. If you look at heat and light, the heat bills went up by 37% over the last 2 years. Lighting went up by 35%. Insurance went up by 18%. That means, in effect, that most schools are paying 105% of their capitation just for those three items. There isn't anything left over to run the rest of the school. And we desperately need an injection of cash sooner rather than later, or certainly a significant increase next year, in next year's budget. If you look at our colleagues at second level, we get €200 per pupil. But at the end of the school year, when that pupil walks down and goes into the nearest secondary school, they will be worth €315 to that secondary school. Now, I don't see much of a difference in the child leaving the school, our school, and going into the next school.
In the
parity, at least, would be very beneficial.
In the meantime, can schools expect to continue to be asked to fundraise, and can parents be expected to continue to provide voluntary contributions, and perhaps at a higher rate?
Schools have no choice but to fundraise, and I would like to express our sincere gratitude to parents who are supporting schools at what is a very difficult time for them. I'd also like to thank the Minister for the increases she has managed to survive, or sorry, the increases she's managed to secure. But we really do need a significant increase this year. We have been running on fumes for too long.
Significant. And the fumes are running out. On what sort of scale?
Parity with our colleagues in second level would be ideal, but failing that, if we could get the capitation up to a realistic figure, like say 280 or so, then we'd have a fighting chance.
Seamus Mulconnery from the Catholic Primary School Management Association, thank you for speaking with us.